Well, greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. How did Jesus Christ really die? Now, you might be surprised for me to ask that question, because don't we all know that Jesus Christ died on the cross? And yes, he did die on the cross. I do not believe, as some claim, that Christ didn't really die. Now, he did die, very clearly. He died on the cross. But how? How exactly did he die? Some say he died of a broken heart. He died because he was exhausted. But is that what the Bible tells us? My friends, we have published a booklet. It's talking about Jesus Christ, a great mystery. It's actually more like a book, and you can read it online, and you can also ask for a free copy, a free hard copy, free of charge, if you just let us know your address. And in this booklet, we talk about, amongst many other things, the fact how Jesus Christ really died. And I'd like to read to you a few excerpts from this insert chapter on that topic. And it might surprise you if you have never heard the truth before, as it has surprised me when I learned this truth many, many, many years ago. We say in this booklet, Christ died by shedding his blood. And of course, this is a very clear, fundamental teaching in the Bible. And it is through his precious shed blood that we can be saved. And 1 Peter, in the first chapter, and in many other places, is pointing that out. We go on to say, when we read Matthew's account in the New King James Bible, we will not find exactly how Christ died. The reason is that this translation omits a crucial verse at the end of Matthew 27 and verse 49. Several translations, as well as many old manuscripts, have retained this missing verse. For instance, verses 49 and 50 read in the Moffat translation as follows. But the other said, stop, let us see if Elijah does come to save him. Seizing a lance, another pricked or pierced his side, and out came water and blood. And Jesus again uttered a loud scream and gave up his spirit. The Fenton Bible translates the missing verse as follows. But another, taking a spear, pierced his side when blood and water came out. A.T. Robertson, Harmony of the Gospels, states in a footnote to Matthew 27 and verse 49, many ancient authorities add, and another took a spear and pierced his side, and there came out water and blood. And if you look at the Revised Standard Version and the New Revised Standard Version, they all include this missing verse. Then, the Vaticanus, which is a Greek New Testament written in the 300 ADs, contains the missing verse as well. The Sinaiticus Codex also contains the verse, and so does the Codex Ephraemi. According to the Testament in Greek by Westcott and Hort, which was published in 1896. The missing verse also appears in most Syrian, Egyptian, Armenian, Gothic, and Ethiopic translations. It also appears in Origen's work, who wrote in 300 AD, or 200 AD rather, and Walton's Biblica Sacra Polyglotta, which was published in 1657, claims in volume 6, on page 6 of the appendix, that this missing verse was still a marginal reading of the Greek text when the King James Version was made. So many old manuscripts include this verse, but somehow when the King James Bible was translated, this verse was omitted, at least in the main text, even though it was still retained in the margin. But this verse tells us exactly how Jesus Christ died. He died when a soldier slammed his spear into his side. Now, there is another interesting, important scripture we have to take note of, and we go on to say in our article, we have to look at the account by John. We read in John 19, 32 to 34. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and of the other who was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. Why was he already dead? Why the others were not? We go on to say, but one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. That's how the account in John reads it. However, The scripture as it is translated seems to imply that the soldier pierced Christ's side after he had already died. However, the word pierced is in the aorist tense. It's a Greek tense, A-O-R-I-S-T, and this designates an action. It doesn't necessarily designate the time of the action. It describes an action as a single moment, but it's not talking about a continuous action, but it doesn't tell us when the action takes place. And so only the context can tell us that. Therefore, in John 19:34, the passage could also be correctly translated as, and I quote, "But one of the soldiers had pierced his side with a spear." And considering the missing verse in Matthew, as we have just discussed it, we know that this is how it has to be translated. So the soldier pierced his side, causing his death on the cross. Christ shed his blood, we go on to say in this article, and died when a soldier pierced his side. Revelation 1 and verse 7 testifies, "Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him." And that is also a prophecy already taken from the book of Zechariah. We also read in Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 34, that Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this Christ is destined, or this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." And then we have a final prophecy in the book of Isaiah, in chapter 53, in verse 5, which says, "But he was wounded," and the margin says in the New King James, "pierced through for our transgressions." And that's exactly what happened. He was pierced through by this spear, by this sword of that soldier, when he was hanging on the cross. And that's how he died. And that's how he shed his blood for you and for me. And that's how we can obtain forgiveness of our sins through the precious, costly blood of Jesus Christ. So let us be very thankful that Jesus Christ did what he did, knowing from the start that that's how he would end. He did it for you and for me, so that we could have eternal life in the kingdom of God when Jesus Christ will return within a few years from now. I thank you very much for watching. This is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.